Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, and this is certainly an exciting week for us here on the program. My brand new book officially launches tomorrow. It will be in bookstores all over America, and we're so excited for you to be able to read my latest book called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. So it will officially be in bookstores all over America starting tomorrow. You'll be able to get a copy. Of course, you can also get it the newfangled way by Amazon or if you want to order it online. But we have audio. We have the audio version, which I'm a huge fan of, the audio version, hardcover, and Kindle version of Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. And we would love for you to get a copy. Over the weekend, by the way, had a great visit to Tupelo, Mississippi, and met several hundred great Republicans down there. The Lee County Republican Party. I promised I'd give them a shout out today. And it was a lot of fun. We signed a lot of books and shared a lot of good laughs over in Tupelo. This week, listen up, all of our great friends in Wichita, Kansas, we're coming to town on Thursday for a huge event in Wichita. Listen to the Big Talker. They will be providing you KQAM. They'll be providing you details. And on Thursday, on Friday, heading over to Kansas City, I'll be addressing the Kansas Republican Party. And then on Saturday, I'll be speaking to the National Right to Life Convention that's gathering in Kansas City as well. So all that to say, we got a lot of stuff going on this week and just so excited, so honored to have you with us along for the ride today. All right. So we've got a lot happening around the world, and we are on the brink of some crazy stuff going down literally all over the planet right now. Just moments ago, there were more airstrikes in Israel and Tel Aviv, and the Iranians are targeting these apartment buildings, these apartment complexes, these high rises in Tel Aviv, which is the most densely populated area of Israel. And I want to point something out here, and this is getting lost in all of the news coverage. The Israelis from day one, even with the war in Gaza, the Israelis have been targeting military targets. The Iranians have been targeting civilian targets. And that needs to be said over and over again. And even in Gaza, the reason why civilians are being killed is because the Hamas terrorists have turned many of these apartment buildings, mosques, hospitals, stores into these terrorist encampments. So that's what's going on in Gaza. But you need to understand in Iran right now, the Israelis are engaged in one of the most brilliant war campaigns I've ever seen. I mean, these precision strikes where they're taking out all of the Iranian leadership, the top leadership. It's really remarkable. And yet you've got all these folks out there. We'll talk about this a little bit later on, but you've got Tucker Carlson out there. And Tucker's argument is, you know, Israel is bad. We don't need to have anything to do with Israel. They should be left to their own devices. We should stay out of it. And Tucker is the de facto leader of a large group of people within the conservative world that think like that. Now, keep in mind, Tucker, years ago, was on the other side of the equation. So you can ask yourself, well, why did he change his opinion? And that's a fair question. Nobody's actually asked him that question, but it's a fair question. Why'd you change your mind? But the problem I have is that now you've got a lot of folks out there who are defenders of Israel, like yours truly, and now we're being called, you know, war hawks, we're being called globalists. Well, that's not it at all. You've got the Iranians, and they have two major enemies. Number one being Israel, the Jews. Number two, the United States of America. And the reality is that we just cannot allow them. We cannot allow Iran to develop nuclear weapons. We just can't allow that to happen. Far too long, we have coddled the Iranians. And honestly, we should have put a stop to all of this nonsense after the Iranian hostage crisis back in the 1980s. That's when it should have been dealt with. And so the Iranians under the Ayatollahs, they feel emboldened. But now Donald Trump is saying, hey, look, Iran, you better rethink all this while you still have time. Because the Israelis are playing hardball. And let me say this. Israel is not going to stand down. When the Iranians are lobbing those missiles over and they're knocking out high-rise towers in Tel Aviv, there will be payback. There will be retribution. By the way, Pakistan now getting involved and saying that if Israel launches a nuke against Iran, that they would respond in kind. Are you concerned, ladies and gentlemen, this could end up becoming World War III? I don't think it is. I truly don't think it is. I don't believe Russia is going to take that step. The Chinese, I don't know what they're going to do. But I don't believe that this is going to turn into World War III. And if it does, it's not going to last very long. I'll just say that. Our telephone number, write this down, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, coming up a little bit later on this hour, we are expecting a telephone call with Eric Trump. They made the big announcement. They're getting into the cell phone business. So a lot of people have already said they're going to get one of these Trump phones. They're all very excited about it. So that news coming out of Trump Tower earlier today. And we'll be talking to Eric Trump a little bit later on. Also, Lindsey Graham now has a primary opponent. His name is Mark Lynch, and he's going to join us. He wants to bring God back, and he wants to make God first in America again. I like that. Nothing wrong with that at all. So we'll talk to him as well as our good buddy Steve Gill. All right. I want to play some audio here. So something happened over the weekend, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. The American flag, the national anthem, was desecrated over the weekend, not once but twice. The first time it was over in at Citi Field. That's where the New York Mets play, and they're literally flying they had the huge jumbo tron, and they're flying the rainbow flag as they're singing the Star Spangled Banner, which is the official anthem of these great United States of America. And people are like, what is going on? So while that was happening, while they were, and again, there's a large swath of the LGBT movement, and they believe that you have to pledge allegiance to their flag, that the rainbow flag supersedes every other flag in America. The LGBT movement, these radical activists out there, they truly believe that the only thing that matters is their agenda. Who you sleep with is the most pressing matter facing these activists out there. So anyway, that was happening. And then the LA Dodgers. And there was a crazy story involving the Star Spangled Banner singer. You know, they bring in all these musicians, and they're invited to sing, and it's a big deal, and it's a great honor, and you know, you go out there on the field and you sing, and there's this young singer. Her name is it Neza? I've never heard of her before. And she previously went by Baby Neza, which I don't know. Was she a child star, or is that? We don't know. All right. So Is it Neza? It's Neza. There's N-E-Z-Z-A. So anyway, baby Neza was the young lady, and she went out there, and they told her ahead of time. I don't know how they got wind of it, but the Dodgers found out that she was going to sing the national anthem in Spanish. And they said, no, this is an English-only song, ma'am. And they said, you've got to sing it. You've got to sing it the way it's written. So anyway, she gets out there, and she starts warbling the song in Spanish. And it's the craziest thing. And so now she's all upset because people were enraged. They're like, wait a second, what's going on here? Francis Scott Key isn't from Honduras. He wrote the song in English, for crying out loud, and so we ought to be singing it in English, right? I mean, that's the whole point. So anyway, she's all upset now, claiming a victimhood. She is the victim in all of this. Take a listen.
It's okay. We are going to do the song in English today, so I'm not sure if that wasn't translated. All right, bear with me because I'm still very shooken up and emotional, and
she's shooken up.
Anyways, I just got home from singing the national anthem in Spanish at the Dodgers game, and it is the official Star Spangled Banner in Spanish. You can Google it. I'll just read it to you really quick, but it was officially commissioned in 1945 by the U.S. State Department as a part of President Franklin Roosevelt's good neighbor policy to foster a better relationship with Latin America. Because of this, I didn't think I would be met with any sort of, like, no, especially because we're in L.A. and with everything happening. And I've sang the national anthem many times in my life, but there was today out of all days. I could not. I'm sorry. Yeah, I just could not believe when she walked in and told me no. But I just felt like I needed to do it. Para mi gente. For anyone who's been following me for a while, you know, everything I do is out of love. Like, out of love. Good energy out of love. And I'm proud of myself for doing that today, because my parents are immigrants, and they've been citizens, like, my whole life at this point. They got documented really early, but I just can't imagine them being ripped away from me, even at this age, like, let alone, like, a little kid. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, clearly she is, what did she say? Shooken. Clearly she is shooken. Baby Neza. So, Neza, thank you, pardon me. I'm learning. I'm not bilingual. You know why? Because I'm an American. We speak one language here, ladies and gentlemen. It's called English. Unless you're from the South, and, well, you know, there are other issues. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this young lady has caused all sorts of chaos. And she's claiming to be the victim. But here's what gets me, is that she explains in her diatribe that her parents actually came here to this country the legal way. This little gal is so clueless. She doesn't understand that the illegals coming across the border are literally undermining her very parents who came here the legal way. Oh, also, she was not even wearing any patriotic. She was wearing the flag of she was wearing the flag colors of the Dominican Republic. That's what she was doing. And all of this had nothing to do with embracing her heritage. And you know why? You know why, ladies and gentlemen? Because she was born in the United States. She grew up in the Bay Area, went to Santa Clara High School. So this young lady is an American citizen. There's no reason that she had to be, but she did it. She sang in Spanish as a form of protest against these ICE raids. She used our national anthem to score cheap political points. That's what she did. By the way, the Dodgers are under fire because they're not taking a stand on the ice raids. And I don't blame the Dodgers. They're like, look, we're not into politics here. We play baseball. What do you want us to do? The LA Times sports columnist Dylan Hernandez sparked controversy. He had a column. Here's the headline. Cowardly Dodgers remain silent as ice raids terrorize their fans. He said that Dodgers boast that more than 40% of their fan base is Latino, but they can't even be bothered to offer the shaken community any words of comfort. Okay, well, how many of their fans are illegals? Can we get those percentages, Mr. Hernandez? Unbelievable. By the way, there's another big problem. We'll get to this in just a moment, but the Dodgers have a gay pride issue as well. And again, we'll talk about that in just a little while. But people are really fired up over this. So my question is very simple. Should the singers be allowed to sing the national anthem in Spanish? And should any other flag other than the American flag be flown during the national anthem? Should we be pledging allegiance to the rainbow flag? All right, our telephone number here, folks, 901-260-5926. 901-260-5926. This is Book Launch Week on the Todd Stern Show. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. Now, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the best bed sheets ever. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Now, Mike is offering the best deal on his Giza Dream bed sheets. Any size, any color, just $49.98. That's right. You can even get the Queens, Kings, Split Kings, and Cal Kings. Any size, any color, just $49.98. Order now because when they're gone, they're gone. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 in merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Call 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS for the amazing offer of $49.98 on the Giza Dream Sheets, any size, any color. That number again, 1-800-839-8506, promo code STARNS. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. It is Star Spangled Blessings Book Launch Week here on the program. Get yourself a copy of the book. You're going to love it. And by the way, if you've actually started reading the book, we'd love to hear you call in and give us a good review. 901-260-5926 is our number. Let's go to the phone line. Sylvia wants to weigh in on Israel. Hi, Sylvia. What's going on?
Nothing's going on right now. I'm just so glad to be able to talk to you and to tell you how much I support Israel, 100%. And I can't believe Tucker. I love Tucker, but I can't believe that he would be against Israel, helping Israel. And
Let me say this, Sylvia. It is not all that surprising, but Tucker is going above and beyond now because he's out there slamming anybody who supports Israel. He's accusing Sean Hannity, Rupert Murdoch of being warmongers, and wrote a pretty lengthy post on social media criticizing anybody who believes we ought to be standing alongside Israel right now.
I just can't believe that. That is so surprising to me. And because, like I said, I've loved Tucker. I followed him, and I just broke my heart when he had that dust up with Fox. But I'm canceling my subscription to Daily Caller. And he might be hurting himself more than he knows, because I can't imagine anybody not being a Republican or conservative not being for Israel. I'm with them 100%, and I listened to your segment on the little girl that sang the national anthem. That is so ridiculous, her, those tears. She ought to have known better, and that was a big put on.
Here's the thing. She was invited to do that as an honor. And they requested, and you heard the lady with the Dodgers say, hey, look, we need you to sing this in English. So at that point, you do what your host asks you to do. It was incredibly disrespectful. Sylvia, I've got to run. Great call, though. 901-260-5926, our number. This is the Todd Stern Show. It is book launch week.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us. So this just happened moments ago. I just find this to be fascinating. Israel took out an Iranian TV station while they were literally on the air. Take a listen.
کشنیدی صدای متجاوز به خاک وطن، صدای متجاوز به صدای حق و حقیقت است. آنچه که ملاحظه کردید، صدایی که شنیدید، فضای غبارآلود استدیو
I hope they aren't cussing in Iranian. Farsi is, I don't know what they're speaking. Anyway, there you go. I think they're off the air now. I just want to point that out. But they're well done, Israel. So look, I want to get back to what Sylvia was talking about, because there is a major rift happening right now in MAGA world. And Mark Levin and Sean Hannity on one side, Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon on the other. And there is, you know, Tucker is railing against all sorts of conservatives who think we ought to be standing with Israel. By the way, Mark Levin describes Iran as an evil country with evil men running them, and warned that Iran possesses thousands of ballistic missiles capable of reaching Israel. He emphasized on his show over the weekend that Iran threatens to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, and characterized the conflict as a battle between a free country that believes in life, wants to be left alone, versus an evil terrorist regime. Now, Levin warned President Trump during a private June 4th lunch that Iran was days from developing nuclear weapons, contradicting U.S. intelligence assessments. I don't know where Levin's getting his information. I will say this. They've been telling us since the 1990s. And I went back and looked at this over the weekend. They've been telling us since the 1990s that Israel, or that Iran was just days away from getting nuclear weapons. Now, the Iranians say they don't have a nuclear weapon. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied they already possessing nukes. So Tucker Carlson is just enraged over this. He says there is zero credible intelligence that suggests Iran is anywhere near building a bomb or has plans to. None. Carlson went on to blast Fox host Hannity and Levin, as well as Rupert Murdoch and mega donors Isaac Perlmutter and Miriam Adelson on social media. Tucker writing says the real divide isn't between people who support Israel and people who support Iran or the Palestinians. The real divide is between those who casually encourage violence and those who seek to prevent it, between warmongers and peacemakers. So what Carlson is saying here is, if you believe that Israel has a right to defend itself, then you are a warmonger. Now, here's an honest question. What if, in fact, they do have a bomb? But even if they don't have a bomb, Iran is the hub of all terrorist activity in the Middle East. So do we wait? And this is really the existential question. Are we willing to sacrifice millions of lives? Are we willing to go through yet another Holocaust, one that is perpetrated by a nuclear bomb? Is that what we're saying? has to happen before we intervene? Now, I understand that there are many people, and by the way, Tucker has flip-flopped on this issue over the years. He has flip-flopped most of his opinions over the years, depending on which network he works at and depending on whatever, you know, whatever he's talking about that particular day. Is there room for disagreement on this issue within the Republican Party? And my question is, who do you stand with? Do you side with Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon, or do you side with the Sean Hannitys and Mark Levins? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, Carlson doubling down and even going after President Trump. He says, who are the warmongers? They would include anyone who's calling Donald Trump today to demand airstrikes and other direct U.S. military involvement in a war with Iran. Now, to our knowledge, there has absolutely been no involvement by the U.S. Looks like Israel's doing a pretty good job of itself. By the way, Ike Perlmutter, I actually met him. I was at a dinner. It was a small dinner party at Mar-a-Lago a couple of years ago, and he is the guy who is the former chief executive officer of Marvel Comics. Great guy. And, of course, Adelson is a well-known GOP donor, and he's hosted some big-dollar fundraisers for Donald Trump. Both men are passionate supporters of the nation of Israel. Carlson says, the real divide, again, is between those who casually encourage violence and those who seek to prevent it. Now, Tucker was just on Steve Bannon's War Room, and we've got a little bit of that. Let's take a listen.
Well, Levin's the funniest because he's terrible on TV. And again, I never had any problems with him at Fox. He kind of controls Hannity in this weird way. I never understood what that was about. I never really cared to learn. Sean was great to me, always nice. And so was Levin. So I just like kind of stayed away. But they didn't want to put him on TV because he's like screechy and he's just not a calming presence. Not coming on TV! Like, unless you're literally floating in and out of consciousness and the attendant has taken the remote to go have a cigarette, you're going to flip the channel when Michael Aaron gets on TV. It's like listening to your ex-wife scream about alimony payments. It's like not appealing. So they wouldn't put him on TV. And then, you know, Sean pushed and they gave him some kind of weekend show that nobody watched. Now I don't have a TV, but someone was just who owns a TV was just telling me that he's like all over prime time. So what is that? That's not by popular acclaim. That's not like their viewer surveys. Like, you know, we need a lot more Mark Levin. Less Jesse Waters, more Mark Levin. Mark Levin! What they're doing is what they always do, which is just turning up the propaganda hose to full blast and just trying to, you know, knock elderly Fox viewers off their feet and make them submit this to a new war.
So there you go. That was a little bit of Tucker explaining his position on things. But I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, whose side are you on here? Do you believe that the United States, if called upon, should stand alongside and help the nation of Israel? Or do you believe that we should adopt an isolationist policy and that we should step back and say, you know what, this is not our fight. You guys have at it. Good luck to you. May the best man win. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Did you know there's only one wireless company in America, cell phone company in America, that is owned by Christians and that's owned by conservatives? And that would be Patriot Mobile. They have incredible nationwide coverage, the very best 4G and 5G networks. And the great thing about Patriot Mobile is that they are using their money, their profits, to support conservative organizations across the nation. Use my promo code Todd, and they're going to give you free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Todd is the website. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. They've got all sorts of plans to fit any budget. $25 is their freedom of speech plan, all the way up to their ultimate plan, which is only $75 a month. It's pretty terrific. You can also give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Use my first name, Todd. free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Todd.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time.
For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
All right. Coming up, we're going to be checking in on that crazy story out of Minnesota where I am just not ready to buy what they're selling us when it comes to this weirdo who assassinated the state lawmaker and then shot the other lawmaker. Anyway, more information coming out on that, and we'll keep you updated in the next hour of the program. But certainly a disturbing story, and our thoughts and our prayers are with the families there in Minnesota. But the guy, they're trying to portray him as some sort of a MAGA dude. I'm not sure he is. And the fact is that Tim Walz actually appointed him to some sort of a board. And I'm fairly certain Tim Walz isn't going around just putting Republicans on committees or boards in the state of Minnesota. I'm just not buying what they're selling us right now. Very strange stuff going down. So look, Sheriff Chad Bianco out in California is running for governor. And we've had him on the Newsmax show a time or two. Over the weekend, he went out to Oakland, California, and he's really running his campaign. And this could be a smart move here. His entire messaging is about crime and how it's out of control. And especially in the larger cities like Oakland, where so many businesses have been forced to shut down, it's just been tragic. So anyway, he decided to do a video right outside of an In-N-Out Burger, which is sort of like the official burger of Jesus there in California. People love In-N-Out. It's a privately owned company run by the same family, and they're also Christians. They put little Bible verses on their packaging. Dylan, have you had an In-N-Out Burger? They're very tasty.
Do we have one near us?
We don't have one.
Yeah.
You got to go to California.
I've had a Whataburger, but not In-N-Out.
Yeah, Whataburger's good.
Yeah, they're all right.
I mean, it's fine. It's not a big fan of the mustard, though. I'm not a big mustard guy on my hamburger.
Me either.
Give me some mayo.
Ketchup.
Slather it on. So anyway, regardless, it's a great burger. And yet, so anyway, they went out of business. They literally shut down the In-N-Out Burger. And it's the only place in America. It's the only In-N-Out Burger store in America in the history of the company that's ever been forced to shut down. Here's Sheriff Chad Bianco.
Hello, California. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco. Today I am in the city of Oakland, and I am standing in front of what is or was truly one of California's most iconic businesses, In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger represents California. It's about achieving the California dream and not only doing everything that they could for their business and their family, but for their employees. Unfortunately, this location in Oakland is the only In-N-Out Burger that has ever been closed. And they were forced to close the business because rampant crime was affecting not only their customers, but their employees, with shootings, robberies, stabbings, burglaries, cars getting stolen. And the business had to be closed for the safety of customers and employees. It is sad that this is where we are because of a failed political agenda of city leadership, of state leadership, of an agenda pushed by Governor Gavin Newsom and the people that go along with this. On the way into this location, we traveled through homeless camps, through graffiti-riddled roads and trash. We have to come to a place where public safety is number one. The state of California has to be safe. Californians deserve better. It's time we make crime a crime again. The residents of Oakland deserve better, and Californians deserve better.
Yeah, that to me is a winning message. And if the sheriff can get out there, he's the sheriff in Riverside, California, over in Southern California, just a great guy. If he can get out there and really hone in on that specific message, I think the guy's got a fighting chance. I mean, it's an uphill climb. Don't get me wrong. But I'm telling you, I like the messaging coming out of Chad Bianco there in Riverside County, California. Sheriff, by the way. President Trump over at the G7 meeting today. And the president weighing in. We're going to be pulling some audio from the press conference. President Trump taking questions from reporters there in their meeting in Canada, Alberta, Canada. Trump says that Iran is losing the war right now, in spite of the fact that Iran continues to lob all these missiles over, and the Iron Dome is great, but look, they're not able to get all of the missiles. Some of the missiles have been able to penetrate the Iron Dome, and at least 24 people killed. Hundreds of people have been injured. One of the blasts overnight damaged the U.S. Embassy branch in Tel Aviv. That's not where Governor Huckabee was, but the governor's safe. His family is safe. But the branch office of the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv was actually damaged in the wee hours of the morning. So President Trump says that Iran wants to talk about dialing down the Israel-Iran conflict. But here's the question I have. I mean, if in fact this is really about whether or not Iran is days away from getting nukes, why would Israel want to talk? I mean, the whole reason they're attacking is to completely dismantle and destroy Iran's ability to make nuclear weapons. So it seems to me that they would want to finish that job so they're not back a couple of months later saying, well, Iran is now days away again from developing these nuclear weapons. And by the way, that is Tucker's argument, and this is a fair argument from Tucker, is that they've been telling us since the 1990s that the Iranians are days away from developing a nuke. So what is it? Are we talking about years? Are we talking about decades? Are we talking about 24 hours? What are we talking about? And who's responsible for getting all of this intel? Because clearly the intel is flawed. No matter how you look at it, the intel is flawed. So we'll see how this plays out. But I am telling you that this could become a prolonged battle if the United States intervenes. I say, let the Israelis handle it. If they need our help, we will be there to help. But let the Israelis do what they need to do. We don't need to be calling the shots. We don't need to be telling the Israelis to stand down or hold up. We need to let Israel do what Israel wants to do. And then if they need us, they'll call us. And I think that's a pretty reasonable thing. By the way, now this is interesting. The U.S. Air Force is now moving a large number of refueling tankers to Europe. And the whole point of that, according to a U.S. official talking to Fox News, the whole reason is to be closer to the Middle East. And having, I think, upwards of 24 of these giant tanker aircraft, I've been on one of those things. They're pretty impressive. So according to Fox, this will provide more options for the president and central command should things develop in the Middle East. The USS Nimitz carrier strike group also on its way to the Middle East from the South China Sea. The Nimitz was previously scheduled to replace the USS Carl Vinson, which had been deployed for several months. So the U.S. now moving assets into the region. We're going to keep you updated on that. All right. Hang tight, everybody. Hour two of the big show coming up. Our number, 901-260-5926. It is book launch week here on the Todd Starnes Show. Get yourself a copy of Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, hour two of the big show. Great to have you guys with us today. I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need it if you plan on calling in. That telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Of course, this week, a big day here on the program. My brand new book officially in bookstores tomorrow. You'll be able to get it wherever you buy your books. Walmart, Target, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, you name it, they're going to have copies. So be sure to get yourself a copy of Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. Well, there's been a big controversy surrounding South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. And no doubt about it, no doubt about it, Lindsey Graham has been on every single side of every single issue in modern political history. I don't know how the guy keeps getting reelected, but he does. Well, he's going to have a little bit of a challenge. There is a very well-known businessman in South Carolina who is now launching a primary bid against Lindsey Graham. Let's go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to Mark Lynch. Mark, good to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me on, Todd. I really appreciate it.
So let's talk about this. Why does Lindsey Graham need to go?
Well, he's not one of us. He hasn't ever really been a true Republican or a true conservative at all. We had a call from Breitbart News Organization back 3 months ago, and they were wondering why Lindsey was moving to the right this early in a campaign cycle, and because we're running and we're bringing the heat up the middle directly to him, and we gave him the news, a news article back when Obama chief pollster Paul Harstad was talking to John Podesta, who is the head of Pizzagate, in an inner email correspondence that they never thought would be public, but the Obama campaign talking with Podesta said that Lindsey Graham will be the greatest ally to the Democrat Party we've ever had, because that's who he is. He turns to the right when it's election cycle time. Then the rest of the 5 years, he's voting and acting as a Democrat. What? He's a traitor. He's a traitor to the party, to America, to Donald Trump, to you and I.
You wrote that Lindsey has been in Washington, D.C. for 30 years. He's been working for the enemy the whole time. He's not one of us. What do you mean by that? Who is the enemy? Who is he working for?
Well, the Democrat Party, when Obama was the president, they voted to have God removed from their party. They no longer open with prayer or acknowledge God in any way. So if you're not for God, who are you for? There's only one other choice. And the party's
Satan, the devil.
Right. And the Communist Party, the Democrat Party today, is for overthrowing America, destroying America, defunding our police. They're the ones helping the No Kings event this past weekend for the 250th birthday of our army. And Trump's birthday across the nation, causing all the riots in L.A. and burning down the cities in 2020 through the cover of BLM and Antifa, and that's the party, you know, that he's been working with.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Mark Lynch. He's a businessman in South Carolina. He is going to primary Lindsey Graham. Now, is this your first jump into politics?
I ran for a state Senate position back in 2020 and lost by 5%. And people have been asking me to run since. And this became the race that people pointed us to, that they believed I could win, and they told me that, you know, you're more of a U.S. Senate figure. We believe you're a fighter, and we need a guy like you in there that has integrity and honor and courage and will lead with true conservative values for the state of South Carolina.
What are some of the big issues that are facing the good people of South Carolina?
Well, one of my main issues is I'm 100% pro-life. Lindsey claims to be pro-life, but he's voted to acknowledge the abortion of children in the womb up to 15 weeks, and then he voted to allow abortion up until the moment before birth in 9 states. And that's a big fight for me to get abortion ended. We've been sacrificing our children to the tune of 63 million in the country. And I don't believe God's hand's going to be on us. I know it isn't if we're murdering children in the womb at that level. It's got to stop. But South Carolinians want the inflation to end. They're worried about the economy, and they're worried about the border, getting the border closed to stop the invasion that's been coming into our country these last several years. And so we're definitely going to be working on that. And it's about defending America first and bringing back America first policies, not supporting foreign aid to other nations and spending trillions of dollars in the Ukraine and all the craziness that's been going on that's causing all this inflation.
No, you're right about that. I also understand, not you're a businessman. You own a business there in South Carolina. You're a marksman. But I love this. You're also a deacon at your Baptist church, which ought to make what happens on Capitol Hill a piece of cake, sir.
Well, I guess that's the next mission trip, if God would have it, for us to go to D.C. We've been on mission trips all over the world in our life, my wife and I, and we feel that this is the next place for us to go to bring God back first. That's my campaign stance. That's what will make America great again. Our forefathers knew that, and they were divinely inspired when they wrote the Constitution. And any decision, any bill that would come across my desk, it's got to go through the Bible first, and if it passes through that filter, then it comes to the Constitution next, and it'll either make it after that or it'll die there and be nullified.
Well, I like
that's
this
the way we'll do it.
Mark, where can people go if they want to get more information about you?
Go to our website at Lynch4, spelled F-O-R, Lynch4Senate.com. And you can read my platform there and get to know a little more about me and my history. And we talk about that, and you can sign up to help our campaign and donate. And, of course, we win this on our knees in prayer, but we've got to get activated too. So we'll need people to help door knock and signs and install signs everywhere and do that as the race gets closer to the primary time.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it there. Mark, best of luck to you out there on the campaign trail.
Thank you so much, Todd.
All right, there you have it, folks. Mark Lynch, he is a Republican businessman, and he has taken it to Lindsey Graham. And, you know, it's really funny when you mention Lindsey Graham. People have this visceral reaction to Lindsey Graham, and it's you never know with this guy. And I thought Mark Lynch really, I think he said it the right way. He said, this guy campaigns as a conservative, but then when he's elected, he goes back to his liberal ways. And then when he's running for re-election again, well, suddenly he morphs back into a conservative. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Have you been following the story out of North Carolina? There is a state representative there, a demon rat. I think Miss Patty used to call him that back in the day. A demon rat. Her name is Representative Julie Von Hyphen from North Carolina. She represents the 36th House District there. And over the weekend, she shared a video or posted a video on social media containing crowd shots from these No Kings protests. Have you guys been following that? Man, that was some weird stuff going down. We had them in Memphis, Tennessee. And may I just say something? Man, what a motley crew that was. It was mostly old folks. I saw videos from around the country where they were going into the nursing homes and literally filling up the buses. People coming out with their walkers. People were in wheelchairs. Many of them looked just like Joe Biden. So there was a large gathering in Memphis on South Highland and Poplar, which is a very busy intersection. And my observations, they were mostly old and weathered. I mean, these people had the leathery skin. Yeah, it was, yeah, they were rode hard and put up with, as they say. And they had some people dressed up like Indians, and they were banging their bongos. And I don't know why. I do not know. But all I can tell you is they hate Trump, they hate Elon, they hate Republicans, they hate their life, they hate that they're old and miserable. But there they are just a banging their bongos. And that's the message. And it really cracks me up because these people are the same folks getting robbed and carjacked in Memphis, Tennessee, but they won't protest that.
Well, what? That would be racist. That would be so inconsiderate.
Oh, yeah, they were flying the rainbow flags, too. So Memphis is a third world war zone right now. We have open. It is insane. There's gunfire happening 24 hours a day here. Just off the charts insane. But anyway, all I can tell you is no matter how loud you bang those bongos, Memphis, Donald Trump is still your president. You know, the only good thing about those protests, I don't know about it, what it's like in your neighborhood, but I can tell you this. The protest wrapped up around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the reason why is all the elderly protesters had to get down to the Piccadilly for the early bird special. So they had to wrap it up early. Bedtime, 6 o'clock, you know. Got to get that Geritol and the meds. So anyway, this chick out of North Carolina, Julie Von Hyphen, she posted a video on social media containing crowds of the No Kings protest in Raleigh. Now, one of the images had a protester holding a sign that called for the beheading of Donald Trump. It was some ugly stuff, folks. I mean, ugly. And it was very clear what the sign said. Also, the person holding the sign, on either side of the sign, there were two decapitated heads, and one of them bore a striking resemblance to Donald J. Trump. So, all you know what has broken loose. She did not apologize, by the way, but she did take down the post, and now she's completely erased all of her social media platforms. She did post a statement. Let me be clear. I condemn political violence in all forms. My focus remains on bringing people together and fighting for the values that matter to North Carolinians. Like so many, I was horrified by the violence in Minnesota. There is no place for that kind of extremism in our democracy, no matter the target, no matter the party, except apparently for Republicans or Donald J. Trump. But again, there was no apology in there. So now the Wake County Republican Party is calling for this woman to be removed from office. This is unacceptable. State Representative Aaron Parr, a Wake County Republican, said this is why reasonable people are leaving the Democrat Party in North Carolina. This is a sitting state legislator publicly applauding the beheading of President Trump just hours after a state legislator in our country and her spouse were murdered in cold blood. Horrible. The North Carolina Republican Party posted a statement. Political violence should be condemned, not encouraged. State Representative Chris Humphrey of Lenore. Some people hate a duly elected leader, one who won by a landslide, more than they love America. Well, that's true. And by the way, The Democrat Party in North Carolina has yet to issue any statement of condemnation at all. What does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen? What does that tell you about what's happening in North Carolina right now? The North Carolina Democrat Party, this is coming from thecentersquare.com, the North Carolina Democratic Party remains silent on the Von Hafen-Hyphen's actions. About 6 hours after her post, the party chairwoman issued a statement about what happened in Minnesota. Well, what about in North Carolina? What happens if some other lunatic, unhinged lunatic, is a big fan of Von Hafen here and says, well, wait a second, she's posting all these videos. Maybe I need to go out there and do it. Maybe she'll post something about me. I'm telling you, it's the Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen. They're the ones that are obsessed with violence. These people are demented. This is dark. This is evil. Evil, ladies and gentlemen, evil. I'm just telling you. The Wake County Republicans issued a statement calling for her to resign. This kind of political aid has caused violence against elected officials across North Carolina and the country. So far, there's been silence from North Carolina Democrats, the party which wins elections with lies and heated rhetoric. There's no place for political violence in this country. We hope Wake and North Carolina Democrats will join us in the condemnation of these comments and demand Von Hafen step down. Is that the right course of action here, ladies and gentlemen? Should she be forced out of office right now? Should she resign her position because of what she did? And again, no apology at all. Not even an oopsie. Nothing. Oops. I had no idea. I thought they were promoting Ginzu knives. I had no idea. At what point do we say enough is enough? How many more people have to die before the Democrats stop this nonsense? If I were you living in North Carolina and I had an elected representative who was a Democrat, I'd be calling for them to resign. If they can't muster the moral courage to go out there and condemn one of their own for calling for the beheading, the decapitation of the sitting president of these great United States, they don't belong in office either.
But Todd, I know a lot of very good Christian Democrats. They're Methodist.
Well, that's another problem. We can talk about that another day. I'm just telling you, I have a very hard time with this, and maybe you can help me understand it. I really have a hard time squaring up this idea that you can be a Christian and be a Democrat. I just don't get it. I really don't. I mean, the Democrats, you people, you kill babies. You think it's okay to go out there and attack police officers and storm buildings and burn the American flag and sing the national anthem in Spanish. You think it's okay to go out there and call for the assassination of Donald Trump, and yet you say that you're a follower of Jesus Christ? Sounds like you're following Lucifer. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show. It is book launch week here on our great show. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stern's Radio Show. I was just going through the book. You know, it's funny, whenever you write a book, that's pretty much it for me. I just, as I write it, I don't go back and read it. And so I'm trying to prep for a lot of these interviews we're going to be doing. And the reason why is because you'll always have an anchor say, oh yeah, well, I really, could you give us some insight? What were you thinking when you wrote chapter 32? And you're like, you're thinking, right? Like, holy crap, what did I write in chapter 32? So anyway, I've been sort of jotting down notes, making sure that I remember all of the, you know, the great content we have. And this book, Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots, let me tell you, we have done now three events. We had the book signing just a few days ago in Germantown, Tennessee. We sold over almost 300 books. We sold out of books there. We sold out of books in Tupelo. We sold out at Liberty University. And people are just really excited about the message of this book. the recipes in the book, and just the great spirit of the book. One of the people that happened to be at our big book signing is the morning show host at the radio station Iota Memphis, KWAM News Talk Radio, AM 990, KWAM, our good friend Steve Gill. Steve, good to have you with us, and it was great to see you at the Shindig.
It was great to be there, and man, the book is amazing, and you actually read one of the key segments from the book at the book signing, and that made me excited to read even more as well.
You know, I think that's the chapter that sort of seals the deal, because a lot of people didn't realize that about Ronald Reagan, and that was one of the fun parts about writing the book, is throwing in those little-known stories about our presidents and their relationship with God.
Well, and Reagan especially, that Reagan movie that came out not long ago, really showed a different face and piece of Reagan than I think even those of us who loved him remember, when you see some of the more poignant moments behind the scenes that your book elevated as well, when he was saving the soul of his father-in-law by writing a letter that made a difference in his soul. And again, that personal touch of Ronald Reagan wasn't just show, it was real. And I think that one segment in your book really underlined that.
We also had some guest appearances. Our good friend Paul Shanklin, who was Rush Limbaugh's old parody writer, and he brought along his friends Barney Fife and Ronald Reagan. Who knew?
You know, this guy's amazing. And I was asking him, I was talking to him a little bit. I said, who are the hard ones? And he said, you know, Biden was always hard, particularly early Biden. Later Biden, you know, you could just be more, you know, older and dementia ridden. But he said, Trump is actually easy. You just have to kind of, you know, channel Trump, and it just kind of comes out.
It's pretty remarkable. And he did Trump too, and I had not heard him do Trump before, and he did a pretty good job of that.
You know, and Trump is, I think, again, I don't know how funny John Adams and Jefferson and Washington were. I think Trump is the funniest president we've ever had by far. I mean, the other day when they had the Israeli-Iranian bombings going on, and many of the top Iranian leaders, political nuclear scientists and others have been killed, one of the reporters asked him, well, how will negotiations continue now? And he said, well, you know, everybody we were talking to is now dead. And the reporter asked, well, were they killed by the Israelis? And his response was, well, I don't think they died of COVID.
No.
I mean, he is so funny, so quick, that again, those moments we see more often now, I think, than we did the first 4 years when he served in his first term.
Wicked sense of humor, just wicked. And you also had a chance to meet, I was really excited to see you connecting with all the new listeners, and of course, Ben Dieter was there as well, now working as press secretary in Washington, D.C., so it was sort of old home week.
You know, when I grow up, I hope I can have Ben Dieter's hair. I mean, Ben Dieter has the best hair in radio, with you and, you know, yours, of course, excluded, but the best hair in radio, Ben Dieter, and I think he's having a blast getting a sense of, you know, he was interviewing members of Congress and members of the Senate, but now he's in the halls with them and getting to see how the sausage is actually made. And I'm sure he's even more astounded and perhaps befuddled than he was when he was just doing interviews.
He also bears some sort of a distinction, and we need to get Guinness involved here, because he may have the largest power throw of any white man in America.
The guy can't wear a ball cap. I mean, it would just kind of sit on top. It
would not, teeny tiny.
It would not fit. But yeah, I talked to him for a while, and Congressman John Rose is now running for governor in Tennessee. Senator Marsha Blackburn, who's also a good friend of ours as well, is getting ready to run for governor in Tennessee. You know, we've got a great, you know, not only Republican attorney generals, and I'm going to be meeting with some of them in Nashville next week. We've got like 28 Republican attorney generals, which are often designated as governors and senators in waiting. But we have not only great Republican attorney generals around the country, but we've got a great lineup of Republican governors, and the lineup is getting even better. You've got Sarah Huckabee Sanders over in Arkansas. You got Tommy Tuberville, who's going to be moving from the Senate in Alabama, most likely to the governor's office. So Ron DeSantis in Florida. Again, I can go on and on. We have great attorney generals, great governors across the country, and I don't think they get as much attention as they deserve.
No, I think you're right there, and they're going to be crucial in the coming weeks and months as the Trump agenda starts moving through the state legislatures. Steve, I want to go back to Israel, and there has been a massive rift that's happened. On one side, you have Tucker Carlson and I would say Candace Owens. On the other side, Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro. And it's getting ugly out there.
You know, Todd, I think that we lose sometimes the fact we can be critical of Benjamin Netanyahu. We can be critical of the Israeli government, which does not mean you're critical of Israel, the people of Israel, or the people of the Jewish faith. And I think sometimes if you make a criticism of what the Netanyahu government may be doing, you get branded by some as, well, you're an anti-Semitic. If you embrace what the Israeli government is doing, you get blamed for being, you know, in favor of killing innocent men, women, and children in Iran or in Gaza or in southern Lebanon. So I think we've got to do a better job of understanding that you can be critical of the Israeli government without necessarily embracing anti-Semitism. And I think that part of that rift we see between those who are critical of Netanyahu and the Netanyahu government are not necessarily critical of Israel or the Israeli people. And make no mistake, if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, and they are trying to, they regularly preach death to America, death to Israel from the river to the sea, they will use it if they get it. So it is an existential threat to Israel for them to proceed along this path. And you have some saying, well, they're not really that close, they're not really trying to. If they aren't really trying to develop a nuke, why are they fighting so hard to keep their nuclear development in place? I mean, they're having the snot bombed out of them right now. If they weren't trying to get a nuke, wouldn't they have already stopped?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question. By the way, the headline at Breitbart, Iran cries uncle, wants to end Israeli attacks, negotiate with Trump. And so they've told President Trump that the only way that they will cease fire is if Israel does the same. I'm not sure they've got anything left to fire back at them.
I don't know the Persian phrase for uncle or no mas, but whatever it is, that's what they're saying. So
that's it. It's really fascinating the time that it took, and the Israelis have been incredibly patient. I remember the big exploding cell phone controversy, or the big the military campaign taking out all of the Hamas leaders. That took several years of planning.
Well, and the exploding pagers were brilliant, but I'm not sure that the Israelis have not outdone themselves. They were literally building drone manufacturing facilities in Iran, launching them from Iran, because it's like 2,000 miles from Israel to Tehran. They were literally undercover building the factories to build the drones in Iran under their very noses, launching them and then taking out top military, top nuclear scientists, top political figures. Again, exploding pagers was big. Bombing people from their own land with the factories you build on their territory, that is so Mossad and so IDF.
Indeed, it is. And it is, it's been very effective. And I suspect that we are going to see Iran waved the white flag before too terribly long, Steve. What say you? How does all of this end?
I think it does end sooner rather than later. And again, one of the things I was pointing out, I don't know what nomas or uncle is in Persian. People sometimes forget Iran is Persian. They don't speak Arabic. They speak Persian, which sounds more French than Arabic. And I think that there's a real lack of understanding that Iran is not the past tense or future tense of Iraq. There are very distinct and different countries in that region. And one of the things that we need to point out is none of the countries in the Middle East are coming to Iran's aid. They may be issuing a press release saying, oh, we decry what Israel is doing, but they're not helping stop it because they don't want Iran to get nuclear weapons either. They all understand what it would mean to the region. So I think the fact that you have other countries that are behind the scenes siding with the U.S. and Israel, the fact that Israel now completely controls the air and can hit whatever they want means that this will end sooner rather than later. And President Trump has been able to thread the needle very carefully to not take too visible a side with Israel, but to make sure that when this does end, he should get an awful lot of credit.
You know, the question is, what really happens? What happens to Iran after all of this? Steve, there's always a push within the Republican circles to go in and plant democracy in the Middle East, which is just not going to work. We should have learned that lesson in Iraq. But going back to 1953, and this is really where, this is why they hate us, is that we're responsible for installing the brutal dictator known as the Shah of Iran, which of course led to the hostage taking and then the Ayatollahs taking over and of course deposing of the Shah. But that's why they, predominantly why they hate us, because the Shah was a brutal dictator, but he was a friend to America. And so the question is, okay, what happens if, let's just say, the Ayatollahs are thrown out? What happens then?
That's a great point. You know, there can be worse than what you have. And I'm not sure where nation building has worked for us, other than in our own country when we throw off a king. You know, the really no king's day, which is July 4th, not June 14th. But other than where we've built our own nation, where has nation building as a policy of the U.S. worked? We replaced Muammar Gaddafi and things got worse in Libya. We replaced Saddam Hussein. Things got worse. We replaced the Taliban temporarily, and now the Taliban is back in charge of Afghanistan. We do not do a good job of recognizing that sometimes a bad guy can end up with a worse guy, and I would point to Syria. Yeah, Bashar al-Assad was a bad guy. What they have now, wiping out Christians in Syria, is worse. So I think the threat is that do we get worse than the mullahs in Iraq after this takes place? I'm more positive about what happens because there is a history of freedom of Iran and Tehran basically being, you know, Paris of the Middle East before the mullahs took over. And as bad as the Shah might have been, there was freedom, there was Western opportunity that the theocracy has wiped out. So I think that there are Iranian people that want to go back to not the Shah and the dictatorship, but to the actual good old days of Iran. And for thousands of years, this has been a country, Persia, that has been a fount of intellectual freedom, of creativity, of art and more. And there is that history there to build upon.
I mean, when you look, and we'll wrap here, I'll give you about 60 seconds, but when you look at Beirut and look at Tehran before the Islamic takeovers, those were once viewed as cities that they likened them to the Paris of the Middle East, both of those cities. Beautiful, the architecture, culture, the women were, you know, I mean, all of them were fashion models. They didn't have to wear the face coverings, none of that stuff. And now look at what they've become.
Well, in Lebanon had a very strong Christian population. I think,
right.
Again, when you look at Syria, there was a reflection under Bashar al-Assad that he would at least protect the Christians that is not happening now. So, again, I think the future has a potential to be brighter for the Iranian people if the mullahs and the ayatollahs are removed and something better comes in their place.
All right, Steve Gill, morning show host on KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. Steve, good hearing from you, my friend.
Thanks, Todd. And you got a great book signing in Germantown, and I encourage folks all over the country, when that show comes to town, be sure to show up and meet Todd and get your own copy of the book and get it signed.
Well, I appreciate that, and that is coming up on Thursday. We'll be speaking to the Republican Party in Wichita, Kansas. Then Friday, the Kansas Republican Party meeting in Kansas City, and also I'll be keynoting at the National Right to Life Convention in Kansas City as well. Looking forward to meeting all of our great listeners there in the heartland. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern, we will have live reports from Tel Aviv and Jerusalem on the Todd Stearns Show on Newsmax 2. Newsmax, by the way, just went public on the New York Stock Exchange. Millions of people just like you are joining our news revolution, which is why Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated news channel just behind CNN. As a matter of fact, we are one of the top news brands in America, according to Reuters. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows like Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and more. You can download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching. President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. Get the free Newsmax app and check out Newsmax shares on stock on the New York Stock Exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Eric Trump. They're getting into the cell phone business, so we'll tell you all about that. Also, Matthew Faraci, our good friend and a passionate follower of the Nation of Israel. As a matter of fact, he lives in Israel most of the year. So we'll be talking to Matthew coming up in the next hour as well. Again, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Want to bring you up to speed on a story from the University of Tennessee at Knoxville, where an employee, the content strategy manager for the university's Division of Student Life, compared President Trump's immigration policies to the Holocaust. Now, State Senator Brent Taylor, who's a good friend of mine, fired off a letter to the president of the university expressing some concern, saying the integrity and credibility of the university were on the line. And as the senator correctly pointed out, okay, you're comparing Trump's immigration policies to the Holocaust. How many illegals have been sent to the gas chambers? How many illegals have been loaded into train rail cars and sent off to concentration camps? The answer is zero. Zero. So this woman is a liar. A liar. And Taylor pointed out that we don't need our tax dollars funding crazy radicals in our state university. So anyway, the university is investigating, and they appear to be taking it very seriously, which I hope they do. And look, if the woman is not fired, well, we need to consider removing some federal funding from the University of Tennessee at Knoxville. Hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 of The Big Show coming up. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
I got a message over the weekend on the socials, and I don't know about you guys. I got a lot of Facebook friends. And a lot of them I know well. Some of them I would say are acquaintances. And then we have the fan page, and that's really for folks who I don't have a personal close connection to. And so we have well over 400,000 fans over on that page, and I love to get over there and engage in that. But anyway, I got a message from one of my friends on Facebook. And I've known this individual for a very long time, and the individual is really upset and said that we could no longer be friends because he had no idea that I supported Donald Trump. And this person was very sincere and, quite frankly, I would say heartbroken and a millennial, heartbroken over the fact that I'm a conservative who voted for and supports the policies of Donald Trump. And I, to be honest, I was taken aback. I mean, this is the second time this has happened, actually. And I was surprised the first time it happened. But I'm curious if this has ever happened to you, where you've lost a friend or a family member refuses to speak to you now simply because of your politics. And I was, you know, I tried to rationalize and say, okay, well, here's, you know, what is it about Trump's policies? And they couldn't come up with any good answers. They just don't like Donald Trump. And it's sad because it's a reminder that a lot of people don't listen to talk radio. A lot of people don't watch Newsmax. And therefore, they have a very distorted view of who Donald Trump is and what the America First movement is all about. And I've noticed, though, when people do take the time, they sit down and they study for themselves and they realize, oh, wait a second, Donald Trump is nothing like the mainstream media's caricature. These policies are actually good for America. They're not bad. So anyway, it's, I had mixed feelings. I don't want to go out of my way to offend somebody unless they're a liberal, but still, even then, you know, I try to be polite about it. But I'm curious how you guys handle this when someone who has been very close, somebody you know, and they decide, you know what? We can't associate with you anymore because you're, you know, you're a Republican or a conservative. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And I responded. I said, well, I'm sorry you feel this way, but okay. See ya. Bye. Good luck to you. I mean, I'm not the one ending any kind of friendship or, you know, relationship. That's not me. But as I was stepping back and I was thinking about all of this, how many young people especially are infected with this malady? And it's Trump derangement syndrome, but there's something else going on. And it's this idea that you're not allowed to have opinions, right? That's the whole point of it. The left says you're only allowed to have my opinion. That's what the left says. You can have my opinion, but you cannot have anybody else's opinion. That's the left in America. All right, we've got to take a super quick break super early. We're expecting Eric Trump to phone in any moment now. When that happens, we'll go right to him. But again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. This is book launch week, and we are celebrating all this week. The new launch of my brand new book is called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. And, you know, look, we sell a lot of books. There's no doubt about it. And you guys have been so incredibly supportive of all of our adventures, and the books have been a tremendous success. One of the things that we're trying to do with this particular book is land on the New York Times bestseller list, mainly to aggravate liberals. But it's also sort of a benchmark if you're an author, if you're a writer. Everybody wants that New York Times bestseller list. If every person in our audience buys one book, we become the number one book in America. It really is that simple. And so we would love for you to help us with that little exercise, that assignment, helping us get on the New York Times bestseller list. And we would not just getting on the list, but to be number one. If every single person in our listening audience were to do that, we would be the all time leader on the New York Times bestseller list. All right, let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Say hello to Pastor John in Kentucky. Hi, Pastor John. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Todd Starnes. Proud member of Todd Starnes Troops for Truth. Anyhow, I just wanted to say that person that unfriended you or whatever, and you've been friends for them for a long time, Todd, they were never your friend in the first place. If something like this really upset them, then, like you said, don't let the door hit you where the Lord split you. Remember, Todd, over 160 years ago, we fought a war where friends are trying to kill each other, and it seems like it's getting there now. But honestly, Todd, I've been listening to you now for a long time, and you might say something I don't agree with, but what you do is when you say it, you give the evidence, and then what I do is I go study, and I say, darn, he's right. What you do is you deal with people with logic, you give them facts, and you said, look, I can give you the information, but it's up to you to go hunt the facts, like the Bereans did when Paul told them to study the facts. So Todd, that's all I wanted to say, because I can, you know, I'm a listener, but I also consider you part of my family. And it would be such an honor to meet you one of these days, but I just wanted to let you know that they were never your friend in the first place. That's why I have so much respect for you. You make people study the facts, you tell them to do it. I can't do it for you. You have to use your own brain power. And I just wanted to say that, and God bless you, Todd. And honestly, I love you as a brother in Christ.
Well, Pastor,
that's all I wanted to say.
Well, Pastor, you're very kind to say that, and certainly appreciate your thoughts. I just, you know, I hate to lose any friends over something as silly as that. But again, you know, we just invite people to do their homework, and again, we provide the facts, the evidence, and you can decide your opinion. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Do you remember where you were 10 years ago today, ladies and gentlemen? Do you remember where you were when you saw Donald J. Trump and the beautiful Melania Trump on the escalator, coming down the escalator at Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue in New York City? And then Donald Trump going over to the microphones and announcing to the nation that he was going to make America great again. Do you remember that? And can you imagine, look, how much has changed in this country, not just for all of us, but for you especially over the past 10 years? Well, I want to go right away to our newsmaker line and say hello to a good friend, Eric Trump. We have Laura on all the time. And Eric, so great to be able to have you on the phone line today. Hope you're doing well.
Todd, it's great to be on, my friend. And by the way, Laura's by far the best half of the Trump family. She's great. She loves you. She loves going on the show. And she's a great wife.
You know, again, looking back over these past 10 years, what a ride it's been, not only for the nation, but I have to imagine for you and your family as well.
There's no question, Todd. Sometimes it feels like 10 minutes. Sometimes it feels like, 100 years, right? It's hard to believe it's 10 years exactly today that he came down that escalator. And, he said to us, kids, they're going to hit us in ways you can't even comprehend. They're going to hit us in ways you can't even comprehend. They're going to come after us. We're going to find out who our true friends were. And they did. They tried to impeach him twice. They tried to kill him multiple times, as you know better than anybody. They made up the dirty dossiers. They made up the Russia collusions. They ransacked Mar-a-Lago. They, raided our homes. They weaponized the DOJ. They weaponized every AG's office and DA's office in our country. I mean, I could go on and on. They silenced his voice. They pulled him off of Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. They, they took him off the ballots, rogue judges in Colorado and Maine. They did absolutely everything they could. They indicted him more times than you can possibly imagine. They tried to make his life absolutely miserable. They came after us as a family like you wouldn't possibly believe. And yet we won two elections, arguably three. And I think we won three elections, but he sat behind the desk two times. So let's say two elections just for purposes of accuracy, because otherwise I'll get killed by the media. But, and yet he's won twice and he's fought like hell and he's restored the spirit of America. You saw that this weekend with the 250th birthday of the United States Army, the love, the patriotism. He's restored respect. He's been a great cheerleader for the United States of America, and I couldn't be more proud of the guy.
Same here. And your dad has been so kind to me and this program and, granting, sit-down interviews for my last book. And look, I'm a big Trump supporter. One of the things that really aggravates me, though, you got a lot of Republicans now, and they're pushing back on your dad's agenda. And here's how I look at it, Eric. The man won election with a mandate. He took a bullet in the head for this nation. Donald Trump gets whatever he wants. If it works, let's celebrate. If it doesn't work, let's figure out what went wrong and fix it. But whatever the president wants, the president should get. End of story.
Yeah, listen, Todd, I think it bothers me as well, but I think it's very different than 2016. I mean, in 2016, you had the Mitt Romneys in there, you had the Sasses in there, you had the Paul Ryans in there, right? And, these guys were people who truly couldn't stand my father. Now you just have a bunch of people who have, good ideas, different ideas, varying ideas. And listen, they don't always come together, but I have to say, I think we're in the best spot that we've ever been in as a party. Yeah. I mean, obviously, we control the House, we control the Senate, we control the executive branch. We've got six Supreme Court justices, and you've got, a president who's never been more popular, a Republican Party that's never been more popular, a guy that won all seven swing states, a guy that won the popular vote for the United States, and a guy who's beloved all around the world, just to name kind of a few, factors. And so, listen, politics always has differing of opinions. That's why you have, 100 senators, and that's why you have Congress set up the way it is. You're always going to have differences. At the same time, I don't think the party's ever been more united than it is right now. And I don't think we've ever had a better trajectory. I mean, if in 2020 you would have told us we had the House, Senate, and Supreme Court, and again, the overwhelming majority of the United States, both in popular vote and swing states, you would have hit the lock me in button immediately, and you would have hit it as many times as you possibly could have. And to have all those things, I think, is a beautiful thing. I think it's kind of a great testament to my father's role in politics and really changing the political landscape in American history.
Okay, we got to pivot here. I got to know the details. So you're sitting around. Where were you guys at? You're sitting around, and who comes up with the idea? You know what, guys? Let's get into the mobile phone service here. How did Trump Mobile, how did that happen? How was it birthed?
Well, Trump Mobile, amazing. $47 a month. Go to TrumpMobile.com. It's really amazing. But it got birthed out of kind of this movement of technology that came into our company in a very big way. We had to pop up Truth Social. You know why we had to pop that up, Todd? Because they deplatformed us from all our platforms. They turned down the dials. They wouldn't let us communicate. And they took away, you know, really his and all of our and most of your viewers, you know, First Amendment right, freedom of speech. And then we saw it with the banks. You know, I became the most debanked person in the world, our company, right? I run the Trump Organization. Every major bank in the country stripped our accounts, not for doing anything wrong, but that's because my father wore a red hat that said Make America Great Again, and they wouldn't have it. And so we, you know, we formed, you know, one of the greatest crypto companies in the world, probably the fastest growing crypto company on earth right now, World Liberty Financial. And we did that to counter effectively what the big banks were doing to us on the other side. And I bet they regret it deeply. I really bet they regret it deeply based on all that we've accomplished. But it's the same thing in the mobile phone space. I mean, mobile phones, what creates connectivity. I think they've lost touch with a lot of their customers. I don't think they've done anything innovative in a very long period of time. And so we want to bring it back to America. Our ultimate goal is to have phones made in America for Americans. All of our customer service right now is out of St. Louis, Missouri. You're not talking to somebody in Bangladesh. You're not talking to somebody in God knows where. You know, Americans, by Americans, for Americans, $47 a month. I think we're going to disrupt the industry in a massive way, and I couldn't be more proud to be involved.
So a lot of people are asking, okay, do you have multiple plans? Does it work with the other major carriers, and can you keep your phone if you want to keep your phone?
Well, we're partners with all the major carriers. You can absolutely keep your phone if you want to keep your phone because you use, you know, eSIM cards these days. You can go up, sign up, and obviously get an eSIM card number. You plug that into your phone, and you're live on Trump Mobile. So it's really easy. If you've got a, you know, kind of old gen phone, you can get a hard SIM card. The vast majority of people are going to have newer phones, or you can purchase a phone, right? So you really have all the options at your disposal. But if you just want to use the phone that's in your pocket right now, eSIM card, you sign up, you transfer it right over, and again, we're really excited about it. Again, customer service in America, functionality, including telemedicine, not a lot of other things through various third parties that are amazing, and we're really proud of the opportunity. It's you know, we got to make things in America again. We got to produce in America. We have to support from America. We have to support the American economy, and we have to do it better. And it's unlimited text. Messaging data, dialing, obviously unlimited calls to over 100 countries free around the world. It's great for our servicemen and women who are overseas. So many different features on this phone. Again, I really think we're going to disrupt the cell phone ecosystem, and I'm really proud to be a part of it.
And Eric, you guys also have some special perks as well as a part of the new phone service.
We do. I mean, telemedicine is one of them. Free roadside assistance is another one. All these things will be, you know, on your phone. And, they're awfully obvious, and there's about 100 more that are coming. But, again, we're partnered with all the biggest carriers, it's incredibly seamless. But oftentimes those plans, and if you check your own bill, you know, so oftentimes you don't read the fine print. They jump up 10% a year. All of a sudden, you look back 5 years later, and you're paying an absolute fortune for your phone. We've got, as good of coverage, better coverage, as good of coverage. We've got, you know, more perks. We've got more bandwidth. We've got better phones. We have better looking phones.
They look kind of incredible.
Yeah, gold edition phone that's awesome, and everybody's freaking out about. And this has become incredibly popular. Everybody wants to get involved. Our site literally went down this morning because so many people. Now it's up and perfect, but so many people wanted to get involved and be a part of this. So we're just excited.
Okay, I want to throw this out there. I know you guys are just getting started with this, but if you're looking at future perks down the road, for those of us who live in high crime cities controlled by Democrats, maybe a LoJack function. So, you know, when.
Yeah. So as somebody's trying to steal your phone, you can hit a little button and maybe the cops will show up 4 hours later if you get really, really lucky.
Or tase them.
I like that. The Trump taser. Todd, you're onto something there. The TT, the Trump Taser.
I love it.
We're gonna restore that, and we're gonna get those cities functioning as they should, because there's no tolerance for that in this country, and no one wants this. 99.9% of Americans want to live in the most safe, free, prosperous cities and communities in the world, and I'm telling you, my father's doing a great job in terms of getting rid of the criminals, sending the illegal criminals back home. He's doing an unbelievable job, and I'm proud of him for doing it.
Eric, we got to wrap up. I've got 3 seconds. Where do people need to go if they want to sign up for the service?
TrumpMobile.com. TrumpMobile.com.
All right. Eric, always good hearing from you, my friend.
It's good to be with you, my friend. Thanks.
All right. The great Eric Trump, everybody, on the Newsmaker line. Well, that's going to be kind of fun. All right. Be on the lookout. I like the Trump taser idea. I guarantee you it would sell like hotcakes in Memphis. All right, 901-260-5926. Give us a call if you're on your Trump phone, too. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Folks, and by the way, you will be able to go back and listen to the entire interview with Eric Trump on our podcast. That podcast is posted just about 5 or 10 minutes after our show concludes. So head over to toddstearns.com and click on the podcast tab, and you'll find all the information there. By the way, the podcast as well as our daily newsletter, free of charge for you. More than 250,000 people subscribe to the Todd Stearns Show newsletter. And we've also launched a Substack, which has a couple of thousand followers. So pretty excited about that. That is a paid subscription, but you get it ad free. So go check that out. Well, I'm very excited to have a good friend of this program. He is the host of Peace and Power Israel, a terrific podcast on Federal News Wire, Matthew Faraci. Matthew, it's been a while, my friend. Hope you're doing well.
Todd, hearing your voice always brings me, it's like a home-cooked meal. That's all I got to say.
Well, thank you for that. We'll sit down and break out a brisket together, brother. Matthew, I know you have been following all of the developments out of Israel. And first, I want to talk about this divide in the conservative world. You have a lot of high-profile folks like Tucker Carlson and others that are really upset at the administration's efforts here to stand alongside our closest ally.
Yeah, well, this has been going on. I think, first of all, Todd, the biggest lie, and there's lots of lies, in fact, I don't think that there's any topic that's more lied about than Israel. And in fact, I was speaking to a senior U.S. official in Israel last week, and I asked him, what's the difference between what you read in the news and what's actually going on? And he said it could fill the Grand Canyon. So when you think about that, the biggest lie is that Israel attacked Iran. Iran attacked Israel on October 7th, 2023. That's what happened. And so Israel is finishing the job that it started, right? And then to your point about what we call, have you heard this term, Todd? They call it the woke right. Have you heard this term?
No. Is that what I didn't realize they'd gotten a name. I didn't realize there were that many of them. They have a name now.
Yes. It's called the woke right, and as it's been identified by some. And the idea has been that America first is America only, right? And it's really based on a whole lot of ignorance and lack of understanding. It has been led by people like you've talked about, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens. Lately, other people have been convinced to get on board. And it's generally a group of young people who don't know the things that you and I know about history and what's been going on. And they've been told a lot of lies, and they don't have the information. And so in the absence of that information, this has been festering for a while, but I feel like it's crescendoing right now, because clearly Israel is doing the entire world a favor by getting rid of one of the world's, you know, the nuclear program from one of the world's worst actors and people that will actually use it. I also think, Todd, and you've probably gotten this too, there were some mistakes made by the Bush administration getting us into forever wars. And I think that people are obviously averse to that. And I get that, but this is different. And that's one thing that people keep missing, is not all wars are the same. So, but you're right that a lot of people are breaking with the president on this, and not a lot of people, but, you know, there are some that are breaking with the president. And clearly the president knows a lot of things that, I mean, if you look at it on the surface, we can already tell it's horrific. But clearly the president also knows other things that these people don't know.
Matthew Faraci joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, Matthew, you've lived in Israel. Is it true you live in Israel most of the year?
Yeah, I come back and forth between Israel and the U.S., yeah.
So what are you hearing from folks in Israel and especially in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem? How are folks doing?
Well, so first of all, I think for your audience in particular, Todd, I think what people are going to appreciate is the miracles that God is doing. So if you think about this, 90% of the missiles coming from Iran are not landing. They're either being intercepted or being shot down, or their trajectory is just they're landing somewhere that's not damaging anything. That means, only 10% of the missiles are really getting through to something. If you think about that, that is of itself a miracle. I'm talking to soldiers in the Army all the time who are telling me, you wouldn't believe this miracle. You wouldn't believe that miracle. The attack on Iran itself was a miracle in the way it was executed. People assume that is easy to do, but it is not. But as far as people's daily lives, I think it's hard for Americans to understand. I was talking to my family just this morning, and you're in the kitchen cooking breakfast. The siren goes off. You got to get down to the bomb shelter. Siren goes off. You go back upstairs to finish some chore. Bomb shelter. Or you're sleeping, and it's 2 a.m. You got to get out of bed. Go down to the bomb shelter. So what people are experiencing is just the exhaustion of constantly getting pounded all the time by Iran. And that's really, I think, at the heart of it. But the Israeli people are very tough. They have a very hardened mentality. If you ask them, are you staying safe? They say, we're staying dangerous. we're committed to finishing this for the survival of the Jewish people.
Mm. Again, it's when you look at support for Israel, and I think President Trump has done a pretty masterful job here of saying, we're here, we're going to stand alongside our ally. Right now, they're doing a pretty good job of handling things by themselves.
Yeah, and if you remember, Todd, let's talk about a purely America's first perspective. President Roosevelt during World War II was considered a genius because what he did was he armed the rest of the world without actually committing U.S. forces. Right. Obviously, we had to commit Americans in the end. But you remember, he armed Russia. He armed Britain. He did a really good job of making sure that our allies were, at the forefront. And in the same sense, right, Israel, Trump tweeted, if you remember, several weeks ago, that if there was an attack on Iran, it was going to be led by Israel. And so that's what he said back then. And so that part of that, Todd, is why I can't understand some of the vitriol, because Israel is doing us a favor. It's like somebody comes in to try to rob your house, and your neighbor comes out with a shotgun and chases him off and says, I'll take care of that for you. You're going to be mad at that guy? I can't imagine that. And I think that's to your point, that's why the brouhaha is so irrational. It doesn't make any sense. Why? When you're again taking care of a threat to, remember, these are the same guys that try to assassinate President Trump, and that's what we know of. Imagine what we don't know of, Todd, of what they've tried to do. So wouldn't you be glad if your buddy was helping you out? That's what's happening right now.
Well, fair enough. All right, Matthew, where can people go if they want to get more information on your great podcast, Peace and Power Israel?
Yes, which, by the way, you're going to be a future guest, Todd, I insist. Just noting that for the record. They can go to iTunes, Spotify, whatever, and just search Peace and Power Israel, and we're there. And that's what we do every week, is we interview people in depth on the U.S.-Israel alliance and making the point that this is a partnership. And that's what we're seeing unfold right in front of us.
All right. And again, it is a great podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Go subscribe, listen to it. Matthew has incredible insight into what's happening in the Middle East. And again, he's got a front row view to all of it since he lives in Israel most of the year. All right, Matthew, where are you now? Are you on this side of the pond?
I am in the swamp. Yes, sir. Although now President Trump's here, maybe I'm not sure. Maybe we don't call it the swamp anymore. You tell me.
Well, you know, the big religious liberty gathering is being held at the Museum of the Bible today.
That's where I am.
Okay.
That's where I am.
All right. Well, I know Dr. Ben Carson's going to be joining us on my Newsmax show later tonight, so we'll look forward to seeing him and getting a report on what all happened at that meeting.
It's impressive. That's all I got to say. It's like it's all the firepower from, you know, all of the great faith leaders that you and I know, admire, and respect, and it's incredible to actually see them all in one room and to see what's going to come out of this is going to help change this country for the better, you know, bring us back to our core values.
Good stuff. All right, Matthew, we're going to let you get back to it. Tell everybody we said hello up there.
Save a biscuit for me, Todd.
I'm on a diet, man, but I still eat biscuits. All right, I'll save you a biscuit. All right. Matthew Faraci, everybody. Good man. And he's a mess, too. We have a lot of fun together at the conventions. I'm laughing here because Wonkette, you just never know what's my name pops up in some of the craziest stories. The headline, Mike Lee is a real piece of excrement, but they didn't use that. They actually spelled it out. This is from Wonkette. And so my name, I'm in this story about Senator Mike Lee, and they're coming after all of the Republicans for pointing out that this idiot who shot and assassinated the lawmakers in Minnesota is not a Republican. He's not. This is not even a conservative, because we believe in life. We cherish life. By the way, you know who else cherishes life? The Israelis, the Jewish people. Anyway, they're coming after my good friend, State Senator Brent Taylor. I mentioned to him earlier, he's kind of like our version of Senator John Kennedy out of Louisiana. And this is how they describe him. A mouthy extremist Republican state senator in Tennessee named Brent Taylor, who represents a tiny slice of Memphis, a city that otherwise cannot stand him, posted a Dinesh D'Souza tweet with a picture of the No Kings flyers because that's how debased and pathetic he is. Well, it's true. It's not like he put him in the car. That's what the guy had. He then proceeded to babble like a dementia patient for 9,000 paragraphs about leftist violence. Anyway, he goes on, and this is where I get mentioned. Brent Taylor, he's a big buddy of Todd Starnes, which should tell longtime Wonkette readers what kind of a guy we're making fun of here. Wait a second. What did I do? They actually wrote this is terrible. Dylan, tell Cassie to cover her ears. This is one of the headlines. Wonkette hates my guts. This is one of their stories in it. Todd Starnes writes love letter to Donald Trump's penis. I don't recall doing that, to be perfectly honest with you, but, you know, a couple of Dr. Peppers in, who knows? But I'm fairly certain I didn't. Oh, wow. All right. Well, there you have it. You just never know, ladies and gentlemen. You never know. All right. Again, this is book launch week. And ladies and gentlemen, we need your help. We want to make the New York Times bestseller list. Doggone it. That's what I want to do. And we're going to do it with your help. So if every person in this audience right now just goes to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy your books, order a copy right now, we will be on that list. The name of the book is called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. A lot of you have already gotten your copies. They're already going out in the mail, so many of you should have already received a copy. We would love to hear from you. Let us know what you think about the book. We've had terrific events over the past, week now, and tomorrow the book officially lands in big bookstores physically. But let me say this. Your best shot is probably going to be able to order online. Target, Walmart, all of the big stores, they're going to carry the book, and we want you to get a copy of Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. Have you seen this story? There's this. This is terrible. I know we're supposed to, as Christians, we're supposed to have compassion for people, but sometimes you really just have to wonder we shouldn't let the evolutionary process just take over, right? And I say that by all these young people now that are out there doing crazy stuff to get videos, or they're just not paying attention because they're shooting videos, and it's all about the selfies with this crowd. Anyway, there is there's a terrible story. Well, it's not terrible. Well, I guess it is terrible, but it's not like horrifying because the guy lived. A tourist from Boston was in Hawaii, and he slipped off the edge of a cliff while trying to get a close-up look at Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. The volcano was erupting, by the way. The guy fell 30 feet off of a cliff watching the eruption of the Kilauea volcano. According to National Park Service peoples, the 30-year-old, again, young person, edged just a tad too close to a cliff at the Byron Ledge Trail. The man took a tumble while wandering around without a flashlight or headlight. Who does that? Search and rescue teams were already on site to help manage traffic around the explosion. They found the guy 30 feet below the cliff, and it turns out a tree broke the guy's fall. Had he not hit the tree, this guy would have fallen an additional 100 feet, and they said he would have died. Instead, he walked away from the fall with only minor facial injuries and the scare of a lifetime. The man dangled and had to be rescued. Meanwhile, could you imagine? You're dangling from a tree. The volcano is spewing lava 350 feet high, and it's making it nearly impossible for the rescuers to go and save this guy. So here's a thought. Pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention. Jeez, hello. Another story. This is, I am not a big camper unless it's at the Ritz-Carlton. And then I love it. This is from Idaho. Officials found that a young man passed away after he became trapped under a boulder. This is a terrible story. Turns out the boulder fell on top of the guy while he was camping. He was declared dead at the scene. They've launched a GoFundMe. This yet another reason, ladies and gentlemen, that and the bears. I don't do bears. Let's go to the phones. Cordova, Tennessee. OG Bill. It has been a long time, OG Bill.
I know it has, Todd. I've called in several times, but you're getting so big now and you got so many listeners, I can't get through anymore.
well, we always have room for you. Always have room for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Kathy and I have gotten to be first name basis here. So.
Well, what's on your mind, OG? We're coming up on the end of the show, so I want to make sure we get some time in with you.
I was just going to tell you, I was driving through the Walgreens parking lot at Macon and Germantown Road the other day, just driving through the parking lot. See this guy come from between two cars, look in my rearview mirror as I drove along. The next thing I knew, he was just drop-kicking the side of my car.
What?
Absolutely no reason, no provocation, no nothing I can pinpoint. He just came between two cars, ran and kicked my car. I have no idea what it was about. But the point is, this is just a testament to the mentality that these people are devolving to because of the hatred that's being propagated by the Democrats in this city, in this country. You know, Tim Law's up there talking about everything he talks about, and then you got a lawmaker today talking about how he, how people need to quit having this rhetoric that she should have said, and Tim Law needs to stop his noise too.
Well, that's about it. Hey, OG, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to break our rule. You got to give us a call back tomorrow where we can have a little bit more time to talk because the computer is going to cut us off here. Thanks for calling in, OG. Give us a holler back. Folks, it is book launch week. Go buy your copies, multitudes of copies of Star Spangled Blessings. We'll see you tonight, 5 on Newsmax.